So, what do you all think about the black and blue dress?
Wait a minute, Robin. You're referring to the white and gold dress.
Well, I grant you, it was internet gold last night. Listeners may have heard that Scottish musician Caitlin McNeil posted a picture of this dress on the website Tumblr a while back and threw out the question, what color is it? Because her bandmates were all seeing it differently.
And they were really just freaking out, weren't they?
They were. Then last night, BuzzFeed posted the picture and posed the same question, and move over llamas running loose through Arizona, yesterday's previous internet sensation, welcome the dress.
It has been viewed 21 million times, with everyone from Taylor Swift to Singapore's prime minister weighing in. Ryan Broderick of BuzzFeed joins us now by Skype from London. So, Ryan, what happened when BuzzFeed picked up this photo? I mean, what happened to the site?
Well, my colleague Kate Holderness in New York was sent a photo of the dress on Tumblr. BuzzFeed has a Tumblr community there, and the readers send in things sometimes, and she got this photo in her inbox. And she didn't really know what to make of it. She's described feeling completely insane when she stared at the photo. She couldn't figure it out, so she embedded the Tumblr post on our site, and it went insanely viral. And I know that's a shorthand word that people use a lot these days, but this was a truly viral thing out of nowhere.
I'd love to know what it feels like to have 21 million people suddenly commenting on something. But there are two things going on here, apparently. Many computers have different shadings, so it's going to look differently. But it has to do with the eyes. Now, we've posted the dress at hereandnow.org, and just one image. And then we'll link you to the way people are seeing it so you can judge with other people. I mean, that's the fun thing, to look at just one image and ask different people what they're seeing. The Today Show spoke with an eye surgeon, Paul Daugherty, about what's happening in that people see one dress in different ways.
This is it's a perception issue. It's the way the brain processes information that comes in. And everyone's brain is different. So even though it's the same stimulus coming in, which it is, everyone processes the information differently.
So you can hear more about this on All Things Considered this afternoon, but apparently it has something to do with the way we see. Our eyes throw away certain information depending on what the color is against, and we see things a certain way. But neuroscientists are saying this is the biggest individual differences in the way people have seen colors that he's seen in 30 years. Now, Ryan, I know you also went deep on this.
That's right. Last night, as the attention around the dress was hitting a fever pitch, our team swarmed it. So not only did we take it from the science angle, and our actually newly founded science team tried to figure out exactly what was going on.
Were they newly founded last night?
Well, that was definitely a bizarre trial by fire for them. But we also interviewed the people who were at the wedding. And then as of this morning, I finally got a hold of a photo of the woman wearing the dress. It's a full body shot, finally settling the argument of what color the dress is.
Wait. So this was a dress that somebody was going to wear to a wedding, and so you went deep and got the picture from them. What do you mean finally settling it? Are you saying there's no discussion when the body's in the dress?
The photo we received this morning of the mother of the bride wearing this infamous dress makes it very clear that the dress is blue and black.
No! I swear I still see white and gold.
Well, and what's so bizarre is that the optical illusion of the first photograph is actually ruined when you see the second photograph.
Isn't that interesting?
Conspiracy theorists are still going to find out reasons why it should be white and gold, I'm telling you.
Oh, dress truthers are coming out in full form.
Well, let me ask you, though, why do you think this kind of broke the internet last night? What made it an internet sensation? There was something to look at, I gather, something to put your opinion out on. But when I got on my Twitter feed last night, literally, it was just overwhelmed with basically people just even tweeting the word, the dress.
I think that for a meme or an internet, you know, phenomenon to really reach this kind of level, it has to be really visceral. So typically you see things that are outrageous, or they're scary or sexy or violent. It's something very base, right? But what's funny about the dress is that what was visceral about it was what it was doing to people's eyes. So it is probably the most visual meme we've ever really come across. So any culture, you know, if you can explain in your language, look at this dress, what color is it? They can have fun with this. They can fight about it. BuzzFeed has translated our initial dress post into 3 or 4 different languages. This was truly a completely visual internet phenomenon. So anyone could appreciate it.
All right. So again, you know, the fun is to have everyone look at the one image. because now there are so many different images floating around. But I actually saw somebody look at the white and gold image. It's so white and gold. And they said, no, it's blue and black. So we'll have them at hereandnow.org. Brian Broderick of BuzzFeed, thank you so much.
Thank you.